Greetings to you all. This is Daniel King again, perhaps picking up from the topic there from yesterday about hearing from heaven, acting on it, and the joy that follows. There are a couple of different ways, or it's necessary in a couple of different areas to be able to hear the voice. One is for our future, as far as the work or the life, or maybe I can say the ministry, or how God will have us walk and what he will have us involved in and where he will have us be and things like that. There's also another area, and that is the ability to hear about how we're doing in our personal lives, meaning, is our life producing is God pleased with our life? You know, regardless if we're here or there, it's more your conduct, your attitude, what's flowing out of your heart. There's a necessity to be able to hear what God is saying continually about our life. In other words, is his voice raining down us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, in whom I am well pleased"? You know, he said to Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." And I don't think there's a single person on the face of the earth that is facing death or is on his deathbed that doesn't long to hear those words. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Or, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So is it okay to ask that question on our lives today? So I'd like to read here, and then the other thing I'd like to add real quick, yet not only on our personal lives, but on us as a group, which is the church. What is Jesus Christ saying about the church? What is he saying about our church? What is he saying about our families? What is he saying about our individual lives? What is he saying about our, for those of us that are married, about our marriages? Those of us that have a family, about our families? For those of us that have the church, about our church? And then also, what is he saying about our business? What is he saying about, you know, all areas of life? If we have a prayer meeting, what is he saying? When you meet together to pray as a group, what is the Spirit of God saying to the group that morning? When you meet together during the week to have Bible study, what is the Spirit of God saying to that Bible study? Very, very, very important to know. How can we know? The only way we can know is if we have ears that can hear. Now, let me point something out about the seven churches here. Maybe as a general overall review here, there were seven churches that Jesus gave a clear evaluation. And he named the churches, so there was no confusion there. And he gave the, I don't know if it was a letter. Actually, he told John what to write. These things. So Jesus directly told the Apostle John what to write. And then he was supposed to give these letters. He was supposed to take each church separate, in a separate report, and then give the report to the churches. And basically what the report was is a report on how they're doing. It was like an evaluation or maybe I guess you could say a judgment on them or just a general, okay, here's where you're at, you know, here's how I'm seeing you as a church. Seven churches. Two out of the seven had no rebuke. Two out of the seven had all praise. Four out of the seven had a mixture of admonishing, rebuke, and praise. One out of the seven One out of the seven had no praise and all rebuke. Okay, so let me repeat that. Two out of the seven had all praise and no rebuke. Four out of seven had a mixture of both. And one out of seven had all negative. So now there is something within me that wishes that if I would have had a choice in that, if I would have lived in that age, and let's say there's probably by that time, that was probably 60 years after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, I'm thinking. So there was a lot of churches that were planted. Why did only seven get an evaluation? I personally would have wanted an evaluation from Jesus. In other words, if I would have been like a neighboring church to the one in Laodicea maybe, and I would have heard that Laodicea got a letter directly from Jesus about how they're doing, and yet Jesus did not write my church any letter, I would have been wishing that I would have gotten a letter. Because I like to know where I'm at. I don't like to walk in uncertainty, not knowing whether, you know, like a report card, not knowing whether you're getting an A or whether you're going to get a D or whether you're not even on the score, you know. I like to know where I'm at. I like to know whether that smile is upon my life or not. And so we can, but what I'm saying here, what I'd like to point out here now is that yes, only seven churches were given the report. But let's look at what it says at the end of all the seven of these churches. It says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That phrase is at the end of every church as you page through here. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And what that means is Jesus wants us to know what his Spirit is saying unto the churches at all times, in every age, beginning from the time the first church was at Pentecost until now, in every age, in every generation, in every nation, in every country. Jesus wants us to be aware of what the Spirit is saying. And that's why he gave us almost like an example of seven. It's almost like he would have taken seven random churches and just gave his evaluation on those seven churches and then ended by saying, okay, now, here's a real-life example of what I want to see all across the world in every age. It's almost like back in school when we had to do a whole page full of math problems, the teacher, maybe the first two would be done for us, and then the teacher would do the first, the next three or four or five or six. So we get the gist. In other words, we get the flow, we get the pattern. We have an example, and now we need to do the page. That's how I see this. Jesus was showing us that he wants us to know where we stand every month, every week, every year. He wants us to know where we stand. And yet he literally gave them a literal letter. But now he's backing off and he's saying, but I want you to discover those things by having ears that hear. I want the churches to have ears that hear their own report from my Spirit. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Unto the churches worldwide and unto the churches on every age. So the importance of having ears that hear for both the evaluation of our own lives and our churches and also for our future is very, very, very important for every individual, that each individual can hear from heaven and that each individual would have that inner witness of knowing God's voice. May God bless you.